the human voice has been manipulated by technology for over a century. And we have two stories about machines and the spoken word on this week's All Tech Considered. First, let's go to China, where NPR's Aarti Shahani recently visited for work. While she was there, she decided to get a pedicure. Her search became quite an adventure. Aarti doesn't speak Chinese, but she does know how to use her smartphone.
Google and Baidu, which is China's Google, have these translation apps. You speak into them, they listen, and then they translate. They do it in writing, on the screen, and out loud, using your phone speaker.
Will he put on the meter for the taxi?
A hotel concierge in the city of Zhengzhou puts me in a cab. It's 10 p.m. and the internet says there's a late-night pedicure salon open.
Don't worry about it. It's okay.
The driver drops me at a crowded corner, but I don't see the salon. And I can't read the numbers on the buildings. It's all Chinese. So I walk into a store and go up to a woman inside. I shove the address and my phone in her face, and a small miracle happens. She speaks slowly and clearly, and the app begins to transcribe. I read the words on my screen.
Go forward 10 meters and turn right.
This is mind-blowing. Go forward 10 meters is so specific, something you could never get with just body language.
Oh, shishi, shishi.
I thank her, butchering the word for thank you, and set off.
I see something with feet, yes!
Only it's not quite what I had in mind. Turns out the pedicure salon is actually a dingy hole in the wall, kind of like a dive bar. Aging men are paying to get their toenails scraped and their enormous calluses pounded down. I decide to stick around because, hey, it's an authentic local experience.
For 1 hour, what is the cost?
Trouble is, my translation apps keep crashing. And I get this broken non-sentence back with a key word repeated.
Just give money. Okay.
Money. The lady wants me to pay. 88 yuan, a little less than $13. She puts me in a torn faux leather recliner, right across from a drunk guy who's shouting nonstop and throws his complimentary green tea to the floor. This is my Chinese quote-unquote pedicure.
Well, that actually raises a good issue, which is that there's a lot more to translation than mapping one word to another.
McDuff Hughes is translation chief at Google. He's in charge of the main app I used in China. I went to his office in Mountain View, California, and turns out he's more critical of the app than I am. He wants the translation tool to not just fixate on grammar, syntax, diction. He wants it to pay attention to intent and cultural differences.
You can imagine that if in addition to translating the word pedicure from English to Chinese, we had shown you some pictures of Chinese pedicure salons that might have been more helpful to you.
Before harping too much on what went wrong, let's turn to chapter two of my quest, which takes place in Shanghai. I spotted a shop with the word pedicure in English on the door and nail polish in the window. It felt like a safe bet.
What is your name?
I used the app to ask the pedicurist.
你叫什么名字?
Juanzi.
Zhu Wenzu is patient, curious, willing to talk with me using this strange new tool. It also helps that the app behaves and the store is quiet. She puts my feet in water that's the perfect temperature, and we chat, just like in salons back home. I learn that Zhu Wen's parents are farmers. She's 36 and followed her big sister to Shanghai. She met her husband here and has a teenage boy. I ask her if life in the big city is hard or easy. She explains.
Shanghai outsiders difficult place to exist. Because the housing is very expensive, rent is also high.
Then we have this seamless exchange.
How much does it cost, your rent?
租金多少钱?
最少每个月差不多3000左右.
At least about 3000 per month.
How much do you make every month?
你每月赚多少钱? 8,000左右.
8,000 or so.
I get personal, she gets personal, and asks the question women around the world love to ask each other.
Do you have a boyfriend?
This experience strikes me as profound. While political leaders like President Donald Trump talk about erecting walls, closing borders, technology is marching in the exact opposite direction, knocking down the most fundamental wall that divides us, language. Technology is enabling this little foray into pedicure diplomacy.
You are awesome. You are awesome.
Juwen Zhu and I talk for about an hour, which it turns out is a world record of sorts. Google says the vast majority of conversations on their app are just 3 to 4 exchanges. Arthi Shahani, NPR News, Shanghai.